You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Back in August, we brought you the story of Common Ground, a new joint exhibit featuring African-American art from the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts, along with museums in Flint and Muskegon. Well, almost 6 months later, the KIA is putting on a new event called Common Threads. Activists, musicians, and poets will gather together to perform a kind of call and response to the Common Ground exhibit and explore how its themes still resonate today. WMUK's Robbie Feinberg has more.
Kalamazoo professor and poet Denise Miller distinctly remembers seeing one painting at the KIA's Common Ground exhibit late last year. This one was called At Home and Abroad from the African-American artist Whitfield Lovell.
I would say it's probably, is it 5 feet? I mean, it's pretty tall, right?
Yeah.
On wood, yeah. Wood panel.
The painting features three African-American males in ordinary work clothes. Two stand, one sits. It all seems normal enough until you see the bullseye on one man's chest. The image shook Miller.
And that the idea that they always have a bullseye on their chest, you know, there's always the possibility that we may not survive. You know, what does it mean to live in a society that in some way, shape, or form, you're not always safe. You often are a target. And so it's just so moving.
This image and others in Common Ground made Miller think. In those works, she says, she saw themes that were just as relevant today as they were decades and even centuries ago.
Folk artists of the 1800s, 1900s, and today, their work is still so relevant. And that's unfortunate, because it's still telling the same story of, you know, injustice and oppression.
Seeing those connections, Miller and the KIA have now created Common Threads, a performance from local artists, poets, and activists to explore those stories and put them in a context for today's audience.
Okay. So I think I'll read this one.
Miller brings up a new poem she wrote for the event called Dear Spectators. It's distinctly modern. It talks about subjects like police brutality, but it also reflects on the past. Miller says it shows the listener that images like the one of the African-American man with a bullseye on his chest haven't faded away.
And 2015 and 16 look so much like 1910. See the silhouetted corpses of African-Americans shot from a 1920 Kodak, shot on a 1982 Sony, shot on a 2015 dash cam, shot on a 2016 body cam, shot.
Common Threads isn't just about poetry, though. Historian Michelle Johnson will also showcase historical music that might have influenced these pieces. Johnson says she sees music as deeply important to these works. She even sees the connections today in political causes.
For instance, I think of McFadden Whitehead's Ain't No Stopping Us Now that became really one of the themes for Barack Obama's campaign, but was a song at that point that had been out probably 20 years easily, 20, 25 years, that already spoke to people's sense of trying to kind of rise above a situation or multiple situations that either sought to oppress them or served to oppress them. But we won't let nothing. We're putting our show together. We're polishing up our record. Next time they hear that music, they're going to see more and hear more and hopefully make connections that might not have happened prior to that, where it was just a song or just a piece of artwork or just an amazing piece of poetry, that that we add those layers of understanding to really getting a clearer, more clear sense of the depth of our experiences as Black people, as Americans, as women, because there are so many layers to experience, and bringing those all together very clearly do that.
Johnson and Miller say that the combination of music, poetry, and art creates a kind of chorus effect. With so many voices sharing and responding, they say, the audience has to pay attention. You can see Common Threads at the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts on February 4th at 6:30 p.m. For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg.